So we're talking about Splinter. Welcome back to Horror and Heels, everyone. Yes. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
You knew that. You knew that. And if you didn't, well, welcome aboard.
Hello.
To all our constant listeners, welcome back. Thank you for sticking around.
This long.
I mean, it's been a journey. And so Splinter. I hadn't thought I watched this, and then remembered I watched it in a watch party and really liked it then, and I really liked it again.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
I'm going to go out right now. There's no way in hell, unless that man had a schlong the size of Texas, that that girl dates that man. She don't even talk to him. Come on. Unless she needed her homework done.
It's Joe Wagner.
He was so nice. I liked him a lot. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Did you ever watch the show Royal Pains?
Yes. He was in that.
Yeah, he was a brother on that show.
Alexa, stop. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, he was a brother on that show. I like him. But yeah, I get what you're saying. They were like a very odd couple.
That's filmed out by me, Royal Pains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, white people, stop camping. Just stop.
Out in the middle of nowhere like that. Like, I need a campground. Like, I love camping, but it needs to be in a set campground. I can't even imagine just...
a toilet nearby? What is this situation?
Just the random, let's just pick a spot out by the...
No, sir.
By the interstate and camp. No.
That's how you get killed.
That's how you get got. This one had a strong opening with the gas station guy.
First of all, good sir, you are out in the middle of nowhere. You hear a rustling behind you. My immediate thought would be snake. And I ain't getting bitten by that, so I'm getting my ass inside.
Exactly.
Why is the self-preservation in these movies out of zero?
Because then we wouldn't have a movie. Exactly. But yeah, there's no way. And then he was like, oh, little thing. I'm like, no, that didn't look like a cute little thing at any point.
At any point, no. It could.
it was bloody and disgusting.
Yeah.
So, we open with this gas station and he gets got by something. I didn't realize it was going to be that much of a creature feature when I turned it on.
This was your first
view. Oh, no. I mean, the first time I watched it.
Oh, okay.
I watched it was also a watch party. We watched it on Tubi, so it had commercials. So it was nice watching it on HBO Max.
With no commercials. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
That was good. I do enjoy a good creature feature, and this creature's weird, to say the least.
The least.
I mean, I get it. We needed to have the PhD in biology dude so that he could figure out what this thing is. I mean, okay, I guess.
It is.
But these two, so... The gas station guy is got, and we're not entirely sure what's happening to him. We break away. We go to the most illogical couple on the planet. She loves camping. He is
not about that life.
Bug spray. Doesn't want.
She doesn't look like the type who would be into camping either, though. Like Jill, like they didn't even try to make Jill Wagner like downplay her at all because she's gorgeous, and they didn't. They were like, just let her be Jill Wagner and.
Yeah,
just make her look right.
Super fine, and
okay.
She was, and this is how you get got.
Yeah,
hang out with beautiful women, men. You will get got. Just
because all they gotta do is offer that kitty cat.
Yeah,
and they'll go do anything,
including try to pitch an actual tent instead of just the.
That's
one
not that the tent he wanted to pitch.
Not the tent he wanted to pitch, and. I'm sorry, that tent looked craptastic. Where did they get that? Five Below?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like
get that
Dollar Tree. I didn't know Dollar Tree sold tents now.
Right.
But also, like, when he's like, oh, did you bring an extra tent? I'm like, wow, it never would have even occurred to me to bring it. And how did he even think to bring an extra tent? Which she didn't, which is fine.
An extra tent is not. A thing.
No, I'm like, because if I need it, I feel like
tents are like $250. You buy one tent.
One tent, and you bring one tent because that tent is supposed to work. Extra parachute, I get it. I want an extra parachute on the plane. Like,
Right.
We should have extras, backups, all the parachutes. But a tent, like, no, that's...
We're good.
You just bring the one.
Yeah.
She should have just got one of those that you throw up in the air and it just poofs out, because he was worthless.
That was not in their budget. Once again, did you see the tent? So they pack it on in, and now they're driving down the road, and we cut to another couple driving down the road. So we got a girl that is, woo, tweaking.
Hard.
It was... And
you know they're toxic because they keep calling each other babe every 5 seconds.
not bueno. Not. And she looked young enough to be his daughter, so there's that too. She was uber young, and he looked...
And yet still old looking at the same time.
Well, that's the drugs.
That life, yeah.
That's the heroin, people. Because she did not look rich enough for cocaine, so that's... And she still had all her teeth, so it wasn't meth. So,
heroin it is.
Elimination, heroin it is. And we find out that they're trying to get to Mexico.
Yeah.
Good sir. Dear ex-convict, we have extradition with the great country of Mexico. They'll just bounce your ass back. Just like all convicts out there know, don't go to Mexico.
Don't try to go to Mexico. Back. Head up to Canada.
You're not getting through the border. Why did he think Mexico? Like, you're not getting through the border, good sir.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a wanted criminal. It's not like you're out on parole.
Yeah. No,
you broke out. You did something. Like,
your photo's up at a post office somewhere. Like, you're...
All the post offices. I mean, granted, here in 2022, who goes into the post office anymore? But,
I try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah. I unfortunately have to go in tomorrow. I'm shipping a package. So.
Yeah, but you still gotta go. I try to use the kiosks now.
Yeah.
And not deal with people.
I hate people. So long story short, we.
Their car breaks down.
Of course, because it was a piece of shit that he robbed from somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they decide to hijack the first car that comes along.
Surprise!
We have a gun. Great. That's fabulous. We need a gun in this situation. And
the first car they see is the lovely couple that we saw.
They decide to hightail it back to camping. I mean, that was a smart move. Everything that happens after is not. You shouldn't have gone camping in the first place. You could have avoided all this. And they get carjacked, you know, rightfully so, because.
Yeah.
They were acting. Don't stop.
No, not at night.
I know it sounds horrible, and I know that girl looked like she was in trouble. However. Just drive till you have a signal. Once again, this movie was not made in 1980. They had cell phones.
For sure.
Drive till you get a signal. Drive till you get somewhere. Get those people. Get real people who can really help, but you can stop. Because unfortunately, 90% of the time, if you see a single woman alone on the side of the road, the man who's part
of...
She ain't alone. Exactly. And so they get carjacked, and they're driving. We find out that, can I just call him Glasses?
Yeah.
Glasses is a biology PhD. And
it's Seth, but yes, we can continue to call him Glasses.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Listen, just like when we record the next movie that we're doing, I'm just calling him Joshua Jackson.
That's fine.
Entire movie, just letting you all. It's Joshua, Christina, the one I can't stand with the Judy. Yeah, you knew.
Maya.
Oh, good. You're going to tell me names? Fantastic. Guys, don't listen because Alicia knows the characters' names. Because
no, Maya is the actress.
No, so, Judy Greer.
Black girl. I'm talking about...
You're talking about Maya. Okay. Yes. Sorry. I thought Judy Greer's name in the movie was Maya.
Gosh, you can't pull off the name Maya at all.
I didn't think so, but I was so confused. okay, back to this movie. So we find out some things, and then we all get out of the car because Tweaker Girl thinks they've hit her dog.
Tweety, yeah.
Have a dog. And why are we enabling this? And why are we touching wildlife that we don't know? Mm-mm. Don't do that, people.
You know what's creepy? Today, on the way to church, I saw three dead animals, like, not bunched up together. It was, like, one, and then a little while later was another one. I was like, what is happening?
What is happening is that these animals are getting bold, and they're going into roadways, and people drive like crazy people.
Man, this is not a hard... creepy, especially since this is our movie. I was like, this is creepy, because...
You know, I live on Long Island, and I see at least two dead deer every commute, so...
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, some days it's definitely for sure the same dead deer I saw the day before, but still.
Yeah.
They are plentiful, and they apparently really enjoy just running themselves into the street.
It's a hobby. It's a pastime.
Well, because in our town, we have these things, and you're not allowed to build there, but there is technically a huge highway through them. So on either side of the highway is dense forest that, of course, attract the deer, and then the deer try to get to the other side, and then they get killed.
Yeah.
I don't know what genius thought up this plan. We're very smart here on Long Island. People wonder why I'm fucking moving. What state did this even take place in? Do we know?
But wherever. Middle of nowhere.
I want to assume... Texas, simply because of how quickly he said they were getting to the border of Mexico.
Somewhere down
across down there. One of the Mexico bordering states, perhaps New Mexico. So we get out, we do that. We all know it's not her dog. She comes to a painful resolution about that. And, she's trying to get glasses to prescribe her medicine because she's a tweaking. It's called a methadone clinic, honey. Let's get you to a methadone clinic.
Right.
And Jen, you will take it from here.
Oh, all right. I'm trying to remember because I have to watch these things immediately because I forget.
Okay, you do
they run over something. What? No, I can go
first.
And you just... Okay.
That was the dog. She thought it was the dog that they
Yeah, ran. She thought it was the dog. It was the creature thing. And she touches it, I guess. And, no, she doesn't touch it. My bad. Sorry, I'm trying to remember. They decide to keep driving. So they drive and they get to this gas station. They're filling up the gas and...
The attendant is different than when we last saw him. Things have happened to this man.
Yeah.
Oh, not yeah. So, things, but things.
The tweaker girl goes to go to the bathroom, and the attendant is lying on the ground in such a manner that's not normal. He's bloody. He's got these spikes coming out of him. He looks fucked up enough that the tweaker woman is like, this is wrong. Like, when a tweaker looks at you and says, this is a problem, it's a problem. So yeah. She runs away from the bathroom, goes into the store where Glasses and his girlfriend and the criminal guy are. And she's telling him, we gotta leave. And then how does it unfold? So
Glasses and ex-con go back to the car. And ex-con is like, you know how to pump gas, right? And Glasses almost gets attacked. She has already been touched by the little creature thing. Because she did pick up the creature. She thought it was the dead dog. So she's already
infected. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, she did get infected back when they were.
So we will find out later why. But the gas station attendant guy goes for the hood of the truck instead of Glasses, and Glasses and everybody else make it safely in. Two, they are trying, She has been attacked. She has fallen down. Things are not going well for her. Ex-con goes out to get Tweaker Girl. And she's not doing good. He tries running back because he realizes this is not good. They open the door for him and get her. And they cut off her hand, and her hand is inside. And it's creepy as fuck. This is not a Cousin It hand. This is not.
This is not a thing. This is creepy, spiky, porcupine looking hand.
And what do they do to the hand? They bludgeon. They get rid of the hand somehow.
Yeah, they get rid of it.
And now they lock up the entire place because we gotta lock this up.
Because the thing's still out there.
The thing is still out there. They can hear him running. They can hear him doing things. She is acting more and more weird. Unlike the gas station attendant, and I wonder if it had something to do with the drugs in her system, she couldn't handle the little creature. Whatever the little creature did to her freaked her out so much she kills herself. She just bashes her head until she is dead.
Yeah, or could be the drugs that she just set it off. Yeah.
Either way. And so now we are in the gas station, and they are trying to figure out what to do, where to go. The girlfriend gets a bat. She's tough. She's a tough one.
Yeah.
And then we see they're just kind of hanging out, talking, trying to figure out their next move. They're asking him about her to keep him calm. Like, why were you going to Mexico? They're just trying to have a conversation.
Oh, and he at this point, he had been stuck by the thing.
Yes, but nobody else knows that.
Yeah, yeah. So we see that he's got the splinter.
Yes. It definitely, for whatever reason, metabolized in her. I'm wondering if it's because she literally hugged it, whereas the one splinter just touched him when he made her the creature down.
Yeah.
They are trying to figure out what to do, and they go to get the back door off, only to realize that it is barred.
Yeah.
Then some more exposition, just talking, and the cops show up because they have been looking for him.
Yeah.
And how they found him is beyond me. There was no one to call that in.
Yeah. It was random. I was like, oh, how convenient.
We don't see either of the two other main characters call it in at any time.
No.
Not even a text.
Apparently, he just didn't make it far at all because...
Right. I'm guessing. Like, they were like, oh, let's just keep stalking gas stations with weird... Like, with cars we don't recognize in the area, maybe.
Yeah. They were fresh on the run.
And they're being warned to get back in their car. There's a creature out there. Get back in your car. They're not listening.
The officer is not listening at all, which really bugged me. I'm like, are you not hearing these hostages? Like, all three of them. It's not like they're yelling and he's telling them to shut up. It's like, no, all three of them are yelling at you to get in your car.
Right. They're choosing to be in a hostage situation with him. Think why. Think
right.
Stop and be like, oh, the people we are here rescuing are telling us to get the fuck out.
Right.
There has to be a reason.
Right.
Nope, just no thought process.
Nope. She's in hero mode and is like, I'm going to get you out of there. We're not going to leave you. Not listening
at all. The two of them get got pretty quickly. She loses a head. She just pulled up and then dropped.
The sound. So good.
I mean, the special effects are really... And you know what I like is that it's not every scene. There is a lot of exposition between scenes.
Right.
So the next thing happens, you're like, holy hell.
Yeah, yeah.
They are trying to get... So the cops have been attacked by the creature. They are eventually going to be creatures too. This thing seems to be metabolizing quicker and quicker. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, we don't know exactly how much time passed between the gas station attendant. All we know is that it was sometime in daylight and then it was in darkness.
Yeah. So
we don't know exactly how much time. He could have been lying in wait for quite a while.
Yeah.
So now we have a hand try to come through. Well, they...
Another hand, yeah. Coming through the, like, the slot, the money.
So many hands. And this, it goes towards the other hand they bludgeoned, and it starts eating and absorbing that material. And that's when Glasses is like, oh, it's metabolizing. It's a whole new thing. He's, like, excited that he found a new species. I'm like, dude, that thing's trying to kill you. Stop being excited.
Right. This is not a happy time. This is not a happy time. I don't care if we kill it and nobody ever sees it again. It's fine with me.
I'm good. I'm good being the only three people who made this discovery out alive.
Yep. Solid. Sweet.
So now they decide to hide in the freezer. And... because when they ran into the freezer area, all of a sudden the hand stopped tracking them.
Yeah.
They realize it's heat. They go, Glasses is like, let me look at that footage again. So he rolls back the security footage because I believe that this rinky-dink gas station in the middle of nowhere had security cameras outside. I believe that, and I'm here for it.
That's the place that you need it.
The big $10 in sales they bring in today, like
in Silent Night, Deadly Night, the guy has like what, $5 in his cash register.
He's like, "What the fuck is this?" And he's like, "I don't know why you're robbing me. Clearly, I'm not a busy establishment. Like, leave me alone." So he's here. Doing scientific research.
Yeah.
Because now's the time, Glasses. Now's the time. And he's like, oh, look, guys. He went for the motor area of the car, not me. Because the motor was overheating. So it was hotter than me. It's heat seeking. And that's why he can't find us in the ice. So I've got a master plan. Nobody, you do not.
This plan was so shoddy at best. I was like, but sir... He's like, I just have to drop my body temperature below whatever it was outside, 93 or whatever. And it's like, sir, you're going to be freezing. Like,
right.
I can't move when I'm that cold.
No. This is why, Chris, we don't live in Maine with you. Jen and I don't like the cold.
No.
That's why I'm moving to Texas. I can't do it no more.
He's laying there on the ground. They're covering him with ice bags. And I'm just like, that's a nightmare to me. That's worse than... Oh, they already cut off the guy's arm, which that's another spot where I'm like, I think I would rather just kill me. I don't think I could go through having any of my extremities cut off.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, that's... Mm-mm. Nope, kill me instead. I'll
put that on our list, John.
Yeah.
Let's put it on our list.
Cutting off extremities just ugh.
Not for me.
Yeah, the convict is one-armed because they did finally discover that it was taking over his arm. They cut it off. And now... and then we find out that the convict was actually trying to take... He killed a man. He shot a guy and he ended up in the hospital for a long time and he died, but the hospital bills, he died like a year later and the hospital bills built up and his wife couldn't do anything. So he was going to give money to the wife.
Right.
So he's got a redeeming quality and find out he's actually not that horrible of a person. So they have like a little bonding moment. And then cut back to his plan of... just taking his body temperature down. I just, again, can't. They've got ice on him. He's got a temperature thing, so they're trying to check his body temperature.
By the way, I know where they got all the ice, but first of all, no. Have you ever been? The ice is kept outside in the ice trunk. They don't take up cooler space with that because it's a waste, and you keep the more high profit items that you don't want stolen in there, and you keep the $2 bag of ice outside.
Yeah.
Steal the ice. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Take the water. It was free.
Take the $1 bag.
Yeah. So nobody is keeping ice inside. Like,
yeah.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure.
And it's not cold enough. Ice
cooler at some point.
Yeah. So, and it's not cold enough.
No. Second of all, the thermometer. That was a damn fancy thermometer.
Yeah, it was. I was like, where did they get this? Selling that at the gas station?
They are not. I'm going to need you to have gotten a mercury thermometer from 1922 that has been on the shelf since.
Right.
That's what that gas station is selling.
I thought the same thing. I was like, that is a fancy ass, like, nice thermometer to have at a little gas. Yeah. How often do people ask for that? You got a thermometer here?
Never. It has never happened. I've never been driving by my local gas station. Like, you know what I need? A thermometer. You know who I think can help me with this? That local gas station right there. Not happening.
And it's not even like it was during COVID when that you could kind of be like, well, maybe they would have one. No.
Oh, yeah. During COVID, you could get a thermometer from your bum on the corner if you're afraid of enough. It was rectal, and he insisted on doing the test himself, but still, you can get it.
Yeah.
You can get your temperature taken.
Oh, God.
Again. We were going to keep it tight tonight.
Well, speaking of tight.
Speaking of. So his plan fails miserably, as we all knew it would.
I mean, but it's funny because they're having like this talk, like they don't think he's gonna make it, but she's trying to encourage him, but they're talking like he's gonna die, and you're like, how are we feeling about this plan? Like, are we sure about it? Because they're saying their goodbyes and how next year they're doing that next year talk, but it's like, we know that's not gonna happen. So it's just like, do you guys actually think this is gonna work or not? Because you're talking like you're pretty sure you're screwed.
We're all pretty sure you're screwed.
So he grabs an ice bag, shuffles his cold ass outside to the car.
Shuffle is the operative word because he's so fucking cold.
He's cold. I'm like, you can't move. You're not going to move fast. You're freezing. So, yeah, he waddles, shuffles his way to the car. Meanwhile, they at least have a backup plan. Well, not backup, but part of the plan is they're going to distract the thing with fireworks. So they're throwing firecrackers out the back to put out the heat so that the creature goes for
now,
that.
I'm not going to lie. That part of the plan, I did believe. I did believe that ring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Definitely. 24/7, round the clock, have fireworks.
It's actually all I believe that they're stocking. That and beer. If their sign had said gas, fireworks, and beer, I would have been like, yup. Yes, sir.
That tracks, for sure. Of course, he gets to the car. Plan just completely folds in on itself.
And nobody saw that coming.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Then the creature, does he get the car started? Mm-mm. No, he doesn't even get it started. What?
I do not believe so.
Yeah. So they're in the...
about to get attacked. Convict comes out shooting the shotgun.
That's right. Yeah.
And then basically the convict saves them.
Mm-hmm.
He was bleeding out anyway. He knew things weren't going right. He gives them the key for the lockbox to get the money to her. And basically we do everything to shits and giggles. They are walking away.
He's like, fuck it. I love how he's just like, I'm fine. He's dying, and he's like, I'll take the thing out with me. So he takes the shotgun and aims it right at the gas tank.
Yep.
And just blows the whole thing to smithereens.
Correct. Which, I really wish I knew more about pyrotechnics because I'm not entirely sure that's how that works. But
for you know, they tell you not even to have a cigarette at the gas station. So I believe shooting a shotgun at your tank would probably be bad.
But I feel like the cigarette thing is because if you drop it and there's spilt gas,
mm-hmm.
I believe that's why.
Yeah.
As opposed to I don't know that a shotgun is going through the metal of those things. Have you ever felt the metal of those things? I mean, I guess so. Yeah. You know, movie magic. Why am I questioning that?
That's fine. And then they show the couple walking down the road. Their conversation is cute. Like, I thought their conversations were natural, even in the beginning. And then she's teasing him, and so it's kind of a cute convo. And they go back to him telling her about trees.
So many tree information. He had so much tree information. I thought we were going to find out he was a fucking arborist.
Yeah, he knew a lot about trees. And but then
trees. This is what I know about trees. They have leaves.
Yep.
Some of them are evergreens. Sequoias grow very tall.
Redwoods.
Redwoods, very tall. Palm trees, beautiful, lovely. And love to be under.
Trees get naked in the winter.
Right. And that's about all I know, and that's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Don't
he had a full-on dossier on trees.
Nope.
But it shows them walking down the road, and then in classic horror movie fashion, we pan down mm-hmm. to the side of the road, and the creature's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fade to black.
We did not get the main creature. No, nope. We did not.
Nope. I like this movie because they never explain. They don't. There's no explanation for what it is, where it came from.
Love that.
All we get is the information that he was able to deduce from observing it, and then that's it. The writers were like, "We don't need an origin story for this thing. It's just a thing that happens to be there."
Not at all. No origin story needed. I like that.
Yeah, I think if it's done right, it's enjoyable, and I think
that's like right. Cabin Fever. You just at the end. You find out the reveal and you're like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, you have no clue what's happening and you don't know why.
Yeah.
And I like that.
It's enjoyable. I really liked this movie. It was a pleasant surprise. I mean,
Cabin Fever is the reason I'll never drink tap water again, but moving on.
Or shave.
Well. But that movie came out in 2006. Were people drinking tap water in 2006?
I mean, we drink tap water here in LA.
You drink your tap water?
I mean, I don't like water, so I don't drink. Well, I mean, we all have filters, but it's not like, oh, I can never drink tap water. Like, if you're thirsty and you really need to drink, you can drink tap water.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could here on Long Island, too, theoretically. I ain't doing it. I'm not drinking water that hasn't been put through my Brita.
Yeah.
Overall, how do you feel about this movie? I'm still a little grossed out, and I watched it on Tuesday. feels itchy now after talking about it.
I'd say never like want to get
splinters stuck in my skin again. Yeah.
I'd say 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Yeah. Yeah, not quite an 8. It's not, like, the best movie ever, but it's fun. I wish it could have gotten more, because I wanted to see more of that creature, because it was so fascinating. That was one drawback, is that I didn't get enough of seeing the creature and how it moved, and...
I agree.
A lot of the scenes were blurry and dark, and I was just like, damn it, I want to see what this thing looks like, because it was so creepy.
Yep.
I wanted to get a better look at it.
I would even give it a 7. For me, I like to see the creature.
Yeah.
Not too much of the creature, Anaconda, and we'll get to this with Drew and Matt. You show us too much of the creature, just all the creature all the time.
There's a balance. There's a fine balance.
Fine balance. So we kept this really tight, guys. I know.
I'm like, oh, God, it's 36 minutes.
Any other thoughts on this?
I'm trying to think about, because I feel like we went through it pretty fast, but it's hard. The way the timeline goes, it's hard to remember what happens when.
Because right. And also, like you said, there's a lot of exposition. So what are we just going to talk about? Them talking? That's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We hit all the main points.
We did.
There's a creature. Creature
attack. It's definitely worth watching. It's on, like we said, HBO Max right now.
Yeah. It often ends up on... And it's... It's also on Tubi for free. We just not to watch it with commercials.
Yeah. Because the first time I watched it was with commercials, and it was a little annoying because they would come on right when something was happening, and you're like,
it's on Tubi. You're like, come on.
You're like, it's just about to get good.
Tubi needs, in their ad department, somebody at, listen, not for dramas, not for comedies, not for romance, but at least for your horror movies, you need somebody. I'm volunteering as tribute. To just watch the movie and tell you when you can cut. The
points of fade out. And fade it out. Don't just snap to your ad.
Oh, it was jarring when we were... I was like, we were watching a movie the other night on Tubi, too. And I was like, crap an A. There, well, we're at an ad. I was like,
I guess we're doing laundry right now. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, there's a Tide Pod. Fantastic.
It really ruins
the honestly... Movie. Tubi has a really good horror selection.
Oh, they do.
And for free, you can't really bitch
too much. And also, sometimes it's nice to have a commercial break. Like, even though you can pause anytime, sometimes it's cool to be taken out of it against your will. Because it's hard when you're like, oh, I have to pause it. And you're like, I don't want to pause it. I want to keep watching. So.
Yeah, that is true. Because I remember, like, back when I used to watch, when TV had commercials.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, okay. Every commercial is 2 minutes. I'm like, in 2 minutes, I can turn over a load of laundry. In 2 minutes, I can empty a dishwasher. In two minutes, that's how I
get stuff done.
Chores, because I hate cleaning a house.
Yeah.
Like, and now I don't have that. And,
yeah. You have to actually make yourself pause it. And it's like, who does that?
Nobody. Nobody. Next week, we're going to be talking about Cursed.
Yes.
With Christina Ricci, which, by the way, she is so adorable. What happened?
I love her.
We're going to talk about this next a little bit more next, but I adore her. She was very good in that movie.
Amazing. She was just born. I love her. I've loved her since she played Wednesday. Like,
yeah.
She was a perfect Wednesday.
Mm. Awesome. We are not putting up video this week, which. For you men in the audience, is really disappointing because Alicia is going ham on a lollipop right now. I just realized how this looks, and I'm really.
I was gonna say something, but I was. I was like, "What is happening?"
I didn't notice it for a while because I was looking at you, and then like my eyes filtered back to
my eyes. I was like, "What are you doing right now?" And you're looking at me dead in my eyes while you're like sucking on this lollipop. I was like, "What is happening right now?"
I don't call you wifey for no reason. Guys, we're going off the rail. So,
okay.
With that, you know where to find us.
A bra going on in the background. This would have been a great video.
Wait, what?
I said you got a bra hanging up in the back there.
Oh, I got 7. Got a lot of bras. Just got my third love order. They were having a sale. When you're 38 G Jen, you gotta shop the sale. Those are $70 a piece. Like, I gotta. Shop a sale. 2 for $99. That's a savings.
That's good.
Yeah. Third love.
Yes.
Give us a promo code and we'll talk about
honey
you.
Honey love. That's mine. That's my bra. So like
which one?
60. Honey love.
Honey love. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are amazing.
If any of you people want to give us some ad money.
Gift cards.
For free at this
point. Or our listeners just want to. We need to open up a Patreon or something.
Something. I mean, I feel very, very strongly that at a minimum, Chris, Joel, and Brent would throw some money into our bra funds.
We should just make a link tree and have an OnlyFans and have a Horror and Heels OnlyFans.
I'm ready. Let's do it. Anything to make some money. We got
like such a Trump. There are women out there getting paid to just eat food. And I'm like, why am I not doing this?
For free right now. Giving it to you.
I don't understand. I don't know where my hesitation comes in. It's like, girl, all you have to do is show your feet and or eat some food. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Neither of those things. I think about it. I eat in a restaurant for free at least twice a month. I'm just giving away the product. Just giving away the merchandise.
Nobody's going to buy the ice cream truck when you're giving away the popsicles for free.
Exactly. If you guys are interested in Jen and Alicia having an open event, please drop us a line and we'll heavily consider it.
We would need advance payments, though. We need to actually see the money before we could do
it. We need money. Pay us. We're poor. We have to pay for our vacation in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Yeah, 2 weeks. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Jen and Alicia will finally be meeting in person.
I bet it's going to feel like we've always met in person.
Yeah, except that I think we all know Alicia's going to be a crying bitch.
I don't cry. What?
You don't cry. I cry all the time. That's why we're a good balance. There's no crying from Jen.
The yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang. Yes, exactly. Me, Steph, Munkle, we're doing all the crying for the whole team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys handle that.
Okay, so next
week. A short one. You guys are welcome.
Yeah. Because Jen has family plans, so we gotta.
Hey, we have a whole. We could do this for a whole another hour if we could, but like you said, there's not much else to talk about. This is a short.
It's a good movie, but it wasn't a very long movie either. So it like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this is good, guys. Sometimes short, sweet. Listen, I'm harnessing my inner Joey DeRosa. I'm keeping it under an hour for you, just like they do over at Taste Buds. You're welcome.
Hey, this will make up for those 2-hour episodes.
Oh, yeah. God. By the way, speaking of 2-hour episodes, I think we're going to have Brandon back on soon because he's written another book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yes. That'll be fun. Okay.
And we are still looking for indie filmmakers.
Yes. Yes. Please,
I think we'll decide which months to do that in once we actually have the indie film. Once we have a set, then we'll make a month for it. So if you have an indie film that you would like to come on the show and talk about, go ahead and message us, DM us on Instagram. That's usually the best way to reach us. Or you can email us at horrorandheels.
I really don't suggest emailing us.
I mean, I check the emails.
Oh, good, because I'm the worst at it.
No, I get the notifications. I get them.
Oh, well, I do, too. I just ignore them, just like I do my personal emails.
Well, yeah, it's more that's because we get junk mail, usually. But, yeah, DMing us on Instagram is usually the best way. So, please, let us know. We're not gonna take everybody, obviously, so we are going to have a selection process, but just send us what you got. And next week will be Cursed, which is on HBO Max. Fun werewolf film. Can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.